The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI Live in 10 a.m.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today, because we've got an exciting show for you. And I'm going to talk a minute about, into the show a little bit. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about the Vortex water.
Ooh.
If you got a thirst for real, if you really want to quench a thirst, you want to try the Vortex water. I'll tell you about it in a minute.
Okay. And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where you get the most amazing formulas, the most terrific compilations of all kinds of proteins and nutrients and vitamins, you name it. Great prices, organic, terrific across the boards, wonderful choices. And don't forget our marvelous, happy, delicious affiliation right over there at the air conditioning, the lovely marble bar, and the seating, etc., of the Broth Cafe. And remember, I just keep reminding you, broad spectrum broth. The word broth just doesn't say all of it. Cafe, broth, all kinds of wonderful choices, whether you're vegan or vegetarian or non-vegetarian, if you want wild fish, organic meats, chicken, all of those choices are there for you at the magnificent Broth Cafe. And you know, we want to express, and every day I feel this, because we're very grateful to the local organic Maui farmers. Every day the beautiful organic produce is brought in, and concentrated juices made, vegetable juices, etc., made with those wonderful vegetables, etc., and also incorporated into the zillion dishes that are there that are so delicious. I don't know how they ever figured out how to make, because I kind of have an obsession with being a kind of a chef, you know, because the food and preparation, but the wonderful things, I think, a beautiful presentation and so healthy. Go ahead and speak, dear. You've got the stage. You gave me the stage for a while.
You ran out of breath.
I'm giving it to you. Take over the stage. Okay, go ahead.
Something I do want to mention, in addition to the Vortex, I want to mention the fact that we have free organic juice tastings every Wednesday.
Oh, yes. Okay. Oh, can I say that?
Well, no, you're interrupting.
Oh, no,
me,
but I want to say
love,
that has
darling,
been
dearest
11
person.
To 2 every Wednesday. Our new juice director at Alive and Well, sampling of all these fresh organic juices and the organic smoothies, just terrific. You can have all those doses. You can have them. There's no charge. You're going to be so happy. We have everybody dancing around. I know you haven't been included, dear, but especially on Wednesdays, when they come in for all these marvelous tastes, the beautiful colors, the beautiful taste, the beautiful organic choices, the smoothies, juices, you make the choice. She'll give you more description. She's there talking and no charge whatsoever, and everybody dances around, but you don't, dear. I know your tongue is dancing, but the feet don't dance.
There, folks, I've said it all. Very succinctly, I might add, okay? But that's the story. Every Wednesday, free organic juices. And you can speak with her about doing juice cleanses or juice fasting or detoxing, whatever the situation. She's an expert in how to use organic vegetable juices.
Oh, yes.
Okay?
Oh, yes.
It's phenomenal, phenomenal.
Right.
So if you haven't had them yet, stop into Alive and Well and get juiced.
That's right, and I love my organic green machine, and you too. The high concentration green juices, we have them every day, single day. It's just marvelous.
About the Vortex water.
Yes, I wish you would talk more about that.
As I was saying before, I was so
rudely interrupted.
I didn't say rudely.
It's a
sweetheart competition here.
Oh, okay. Lovely.
But the Vortex power, get your spring fresh water right from your tap. If you want to install the Vortex machine, this isn't a machine, it's a filtration system. It is an amazing device which hooks up to your water supply. It provides ultraviolet light water. Purification tap water is passed under UV light, destroying the harmful bacteria and the viruses. And it has a carbon filtering system as well. And the Vortex chamber, I've mentioned several times, many times, about how getting the Vortex water is like getting fresh spring water cascading over stones and rocks and all the way down the Maui waterfall. That's really what it is. It restores the activation of the molecules, the oxygen, and the what, the what, the who? The hydrogen.
That's right.
Okay.
Yes.
Water is hydrogen, which has been proven so healthy to have.
H2O, right? That's what they taught us that in school. Hydrogen, two parts oxygen, wasn't
there
that?
There you go.
Yeah, and that's what they taught us in school, exactly.
So,
yeah.
The final stage of the purification, it's the Vortex chamber, and you can bring in your empty bottles, your glass bottles, preferably glass. If you don't have glass, then whatever the container you have, the plastic. But there's a stainless steel tool designed to copy a million-year-old system from nature. Just like a mountain stream breaks down molecules, hydrogen and oxygen molecules, by passing over rocks and banging and crashing and blending and turmoiling all the way down.
Yes.
It purifies and structures the water.
See, that's a kind of a iconoclast, isn't it? Iconoclastic thing. Usually you think of banging and ground, you might consider it as conflict and everything. But when you bang around the water and the structure that way, it gives more life and hope and joy and freedom and everything else.
To you.
Yes.
To you, to the person slurping it up.
I know, and even Otto Warburg joins with me. He won in 1938. Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize in Medicine for the realization that basic and oxygen-rich milieu, that hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. That's huge. That
so
was huge.
So drink your water.
And so the Vortex water giving the structure that has been proven, the strength of tissues and bones, molecules in the body, detoxification, all cell availability, all kinds of wonderful things.
So Hippocrates said, let food be thy medicine.
That's right.
Because in those days, they didn't have 60,000 chemicals in the environment.
Yes.
They just had naturally grown organic, if you will,
exactly,
food. Mm-hmm. And it was full of nutrition.
Right.
And now we get real water returning again through the Vortex chambers that you pick up at Alive and Well.
Exactly. Another thing, you know, I want to start by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medications or take them off medications. Doctor's area. We just share information about what doctors have learned, whether they were holistically minded or not, about nutrients in clinical trials. We're sharing information. That's it, messengers of the information, mm-hmm. And we quote that information to you. And you know, each day we get wonderful testimonials. Again, not making claims, but they're sharing what the great nutrient information
has done. The results they've attained.
The results they've attained. And one of the things that always makes me so happy, because it was life-saving to me many, many years ago when I had what they called endlessly rock-hard breasts, no normal tissue. They wanted to amputate, they said, or I wouldn't be around. And that's when, at the time, we were working with the top nutritionist who learned about the Happy Progesterone cream for many different functions. And he said, Mona, it fills receptor sites in breast, endometrial, and ovarian tissue. Dr. John Lee talked about the same thing, and helps to create normalcy and stop the estrogenic growth of
the excessive estrogenic influence.
On those particular tissues. And he got it for us, and I used it, and within two within 2 months, 100% normal tissue. I have been normal for the 40 years. I use that, and it also builds bone and helps with myelin sheath. There's a lot of background on that one. Dr. Lee and other leading physicians talk about that often.
And the same estrogenic excess occurs in men. What? Men make estrogen? Nah, not me.
Bad
I'm a man.
Bad boy.
I make testosterone.
Yeah, but you make estrogen too.
Well,
so I'm not going to call you girly girl, okay?
As you get older, your testosterone levels start to be turned into... You don't make less, but what happens is what testosterone you have is being changed into estrogens. What? Yeah, there's an enzyme called the alpha reductase, and alpha reductase turns your testosterone into estrogen. So what is the solution? Well, you can increase your testosterone foods and nutrients and supplements, but also use the same bioidentical progesterone in a cream form.
That's right.
Which lowers, gets rid of excess estrogens.
And that excess estrogens cause the prostate to swell up and create drop your testosterone.
That's just what I was saying.
Yes, dear.
Very good.
Ditto.
So the estrogen is what causes the swelling of the prostate. The swelling of the prostate creates all kinds of urinary complications. Leakage and excessive, and so it goes on forever.
Nice, I like the way you phrase that.
But the bioidentical progesterone cream neutralizes excessive estrogens.
That's right.
Both in males and females. Okay.
Right, and you know, I had this again, not making a claim, but a young lady that was helped so much with different situations, when she addressed them with the natural progesterone cream and other supportive players, spoke about her mother who's not exactly my age, but about 10 years, you know. And her mother came in with her after a few weeks of having used this, and she said, "I have to tell you what the natural happy progesterone cream did for me." I said, "Oh, wonderful, share." She said, "I feel so much better in every conceivable manner. I feel better about life. Everything is better," she said. "And my relationship with my husband is improving too. Every way, this is helping me."
Fantastic.
You know? And she went on and on. We talked for a long time. And I was thrilled to hear it. And the happiness and the joy and mood and even Dr. John Lee speaks about the mood and how that is helped by the natural
and the
cream.
Excessive,
that's why it's called Happy Cream.
And the excessive estrogens of what starts the creation of cancer growth. Cancer of the breast. Cancer of the uterus. Cancer throughout the human body. The bias is Dr. John Lee, MD, who created the progesterone cream, okay? By using the progesterone cream neutralizes the excessive estrogen buildup that occurs in women when their progesterone levels start to diminish in their late 30s, early 40s. Then they get all the symptoms of PMS and of midlife crises and hormonal mayhem start to occur.
And as Dr. John Lee said, and even Dr. Oz came on television, and Dr. Niels Larson, leading OBGYN in the U.S., the head of Mount Sinai in New York, and all of them were saying that, remember, what's been known a long time is that there's only one food that feeds your bone-building cells. Cells have a mouth for the substance they need in order to do their job. The only one food feeds your bone-building cells or your osteoblasts. They're the little factory workers that convert the minerals you take into bone. You need a conversion to do that, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And there's only one food that makes them able to do that, natural progesterone, which is why in a cream form, as they say, it has to be used transdermally or it's not used by the body. And as that has been known a long time, and as Dr. Lee really makes this point and the others too, you have to take it when you're at, especially when you're at that menopausal time and afterwards, the mid-40s and all, because you don't make that anymore and you will lose bone and get spontaneous fractures, cracking, pain.
And it goes for
all
men as well. Men also have osteoporosis, osteopenia.
Exactly.
Okay.
And this is a great way to help on so many different levels. And I never forget the fact that so many years ago, when we were working with you know, the top nutritionist, showing us the data that top doctors had discovered about the cells that make myelin. You remember that myelin is that nerve conduction from one cell to the next, just like the tracks in the train, you know, the nerve conduction. Myelin has to be healthy, because when it demyelinates, many diseases are associated with that, including Alzheimer's, ALS, Parkinson's, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, that's what I was talking about, all kinds of things like that. And one of the cells that make myelin are Schwann cells. They recreate, and they have one food that makes them able to do that, natural progesterone.
There you go.
So again, it has many multifaceted roles. And speaking about multifaceted roles, again, just reporting a medical journal, just reporting, okay? And I'm going to do the first, and I'd like you to do the second paragraph on it. Okay, so here is a medical report. Migraines, headaches, are a mitochondrial problem, say the physicians, mm-hmm. and I'll give you which report it is. The fact that nutritional deficiencies worsen migraines and supplementation can ease it lends additional support to the knowledge that migraines are a mitochondrial disorder, quoting clinical trials. 100% ubiquinol, cardioquinone, the reduced form of CoQ10, plays a vital role, they say, in ATP production, the basic fuel for your mitochondria. So sorry, dear. Here you go.
ATP is adenosine triphosphate. The mitochondria, as I've mentioned several times, you may be tired of hearing this, but let me just review it one more time for people who maybe missed those shows. The mitochondria are little energy-producing organelles, they call them, that are invisible in every invisible cell. Take any cell of your body and try to look at it, and see, you don't even know if it's there. It's invisible. But within that invisible cell, there are mitochondria, and the density of the population of the mitochondria in every cell depends on what part of your body you're looking at. If it's a skin cell, not so much. If it's a heart cell, there are 5,000 invisible little things, organelles, called mitochondria, which create the energy for just that one invisible cell. And when you put all those invisible cells together, you have a little muscle in the middle of your chest, not as big as your fist, which pumps 100,000 times a day and pumps 2,000 gallons of blood every day. And that's what makes you go. And that's what makes you live. And that mitochondria creates the energy for your eyes, for your brains, for your legs, for your heart, for your lungs, for everything. Getting on with the article. One study, medical study published in the journal Neurology, found that cardio-CoQ10 was excellent in preventing migraines and reducing severity. Now, cardio-CoQ10 is a unique form of Q10. It isn't the standard thing that you find on supermarket shelves or drugstores. It's a phenomenal product, variation thereof. Of the patients who received 100 milligrams of cardio-CoQ10 three times a day, 50% reported significantly reduced frequency of any headaches, compared to only 14% of those who took a placebo.
That's right.
It's amazing what cardio-CoQ10 does, because it activates the mitochondria.
The mitochondria, and that's just another role. I mean, and we knew it so much about the pumping of the heart, et cetera. And
that's why all the cardiologists recommend cardio-CoQ10. Because it increases the energy-producing capabilities of that muscle in the middle of your chest, which is called a heart. And consider this, while you're on this mitochondrial journey up to the area between your ears, the brain. Every cell in the brain contains 10,000 invisible mitochondria. An invisible cell with 10,000 energy-producing components in every invisible cell, and it creates a brain. Holy mackerel, a miracle.
That's right. And you know, they go on to say that there was another major study that they quote, involving more than 7,400 children, teens, and young adults. And they said those suffering from chronic migraines were overall more likely to have cardio-CoQ10 deficiencies, and when they gave them to them, it was reversed.
Right.
And can you read about what the vitamin D3 role had to do with
that
too?
I can do that too. Other medical research using vitamin D3 supplementation demonstrated a reduction in C-reactive protein. C-reactive protein is a very negative development and a hyperoxidizing and destructive component, and a statistically significant reduction in headache frequency. Another study by Finnish researchers found that men with the lowest vitamin D3 levels were twice as likely to suffer from frequent headaches than those with the highest levels of the D3.
Right.
Overall, the lower the men's blood level of vitamin D, the more frequent their headaches.
Right. Isn't that amazing?
The researchers stated that vitamin D3 has an anti-inflammatory properties which prevents swelling in the sensory neurons and the microglial cells in the brain and is essential for proper brain function, D3 as well as cardio-Q10.
Yes, absolutely.
In the study information, the scientists also note that previous studies show vitamin D3 supplementation prevents musculoskeletal, muscle and skeletal pain, which is a major cause of tension headaches.
Yes, that's right. So that's another amazing aspect of vitamin D3, because there are so many, and the cardio-Q10, right? And you know, they also...
How do nutrients work in your body? They're interdependent.
You're so right.
Without one creates deficiencies in something else.
That's right.
And you supply the missing nutrients. How do you do that? By eating the best of possible foods in the world, free of chemicals and man-made additives, and taking the right nutrient level that holistic physicians recommend. It's like in the Healthy One, which is an incredible multiple vitamin mineral.
Yeah, and you know, it's amazing, because here's a huge medical gathering. According to research presented at the 50th annual, this all capitalized, 50th annual meeting of the American Headache Society, right? That's a big medical convention. 42% of patients with chronic migraines were also deficient not only in the CoQ10, in the cardio-Q10, but in vitamin D3. The study also showed that the longer you suffered from chronic migraines, the more likely you are to be deficient in these two nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
So again, how wonderful that we found that this was discovered and this was reported by top doctors.
Absolutely.
In these, you know, and amazing, right? So
folks,
all of these things.
That's all our only sources of information we share with you each week. We're not the doctors. We are the reporters. We do research all week long into research in what holistic physicians are recommending. Holistic physicians are proving in scientifically valid testing. And that's invariably lack of nutrients and the excessive amounts of our environment, the pollutants in our environment created by not just the drug companies, but by industry, by food companies, by soap companies, they're all dependent upon miracle new metals and pollutants which added to our environment. Aluminum. They're spraying the skies with aluminum and other medical particles to reflect the sunlight back into outer space. Why? Because the genius environmentalists, they call themselves, say the sun is a major source of health concern for people. Folks, the sun has been around for more years than anybody can ever imagine. It has not destroyed the world yet. And without the sun, there ain't no life nowhere.
You know, and I'm got to really applaud another holistically minded medical doctor, Dr. David Brownstein, MD. He's writing an article here and backing it all up with the clinical trials. And he says, this herbicide impairs brain development. This is the capital, is the title of the article.
Okay.
And then here it is. This is very important. You need to hear this. Glyphosate, the main ingredient in Roundup, says the doctor, is the most used herbicide in the world. More than 600 tons annually. Did you hear that?
And where does all that go?
and let's read it.
Okay.
You might think glyphosate is only used to kill weeds, says the doctor, but it is also used as a desiccant to dry out food products, such as grains that are not organic. Are you kidding me?
Well,
I never knew that.
Through.
It is also widely used in residential settings for lawn and garden care.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Glyphosate, on reading the article, was developed by Monsanto in 1970 and brought to market in 1974. Today, more than 700 consumer products contain glyphosate. The doctor says, when I was an undergraduate student at the University of Michigan, I worked in the genetics lab that was run by a scientist studying the effects of cloning DNA in insects. The purpose of the study was to find genetic material that could be manipulated to benefit the host. We had discussions about how plants could be manipulated to withstand infections, and this was talk about making plants resistant to certain insecticides and herbicides. At that time, I didn't understand the significance of this work. Now I do. We opened a Pandora's box, and we are now paying the price. When glyphosate was brought to market, it was pronounced as safe for human exposure and ingestion.
All toxic chemicals are pronounced as safe.
And I want you to read this in a minute.
Shown to be otherwise.
Right. Okay. The claim was that glyphosate poisoned an enzyme in plants, and because humans did not contain the enzyme, it was deemed safe for humans. But history has proven that glyphosate is far from safe. A study conducted at the University of Washington found the strong association between exposure to glyphosate and the risk of cancers, including non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And in 2018, a groundskeeper who developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma from exposure to glyphosate won a huge legal settlement from Monsanto. Could you read this going into
that? I can
read that,
but tell me again, what was the amount of glyphosate used annually?
The amount of glyphosate, 700, okay, the amount of tons, okay, 600 tons annually
600
now.
600 tons.
Now.
Okay, 600 tons.
600 tons.
Multiply 600 by 2,000, okay?
Right.
2,000 pounds in a ton and 600 tons.
Yes, and I'm going to start here.
Wait a minute. Where does all of that glyphosate go? They spread in the fields. Where does it go? Into the soil.
That's right.
Where does it go from? Does it go anywhere? Does it stay in the soil? No. It's sucked up through the root system of every plant, every vegetation in the world, and it becomes part of that vegetable or weed or corn or whatever it might be. And then where does that end up if it's a food supply? 600 tons ends up in your tummy.
That's right. And they say that here they even use it to dry grains. Did you hear that?
Drying the grain at the end of this growing season, you dry out the corn stalks or whatever the grain is so that it's more easily harvested. It doesn't bend over when the harvesting tool, the reaper, comes along and picks up the corn or the oats or whatever it might be. They become dry and more resistant, and therefore they're easier to cut down. But where does all that stuff go? In the water supply? What isn't sucked up into the plants every year is left in residue in the soil.
That's right.
And it's come, next year they have more applications of this miracle poison. And it accumulates and accumulates and ends up, it's always in our water, our air, and our food.
And he starts by saying here about his patients. I found high glyphosate levels in the urine of many patients suffering from a variety of neurological and immune diseases. And can you start here and read that? Start at the top. At the top.
The,
I'm sorry.
Aminomethylphosphonic acid, AMPA, is the primary metabolite of glyphosate breakdown in the soil. This aminomethylphosphonic acid accumulates from glyphosate usage. Studies show an association between aminomethylphosphonic acid in the brain tissue and in the genotoxicity and in the metabolic abnormalities, oxidative stress, and developmental delays. So your child, your grandchild, or just general bodily repair is delayed because of what? Toxic residue of glyphosates and other miracle chemicals that the industries across the country put into the soil and the air and the water. A study in the January 24 issue of the journal Environmental Research investigated the relationship between early childhood brain development and the prenatal urinary glyphosate levels. The scientists studied mother-child pairs in Puerto Rico by measuring maternal urinary glyphosate levels, whatever's excreted in the urine, and assessing children's neurodevelopment, comparing the amount of glyphosate and found in the urine and the child's neurodevelopment. Urine samples were analyzed for both glyphosate and AMPA, A-M-P-A. Neurodevelopment was associated, assessed at 6, 12, and 24 months. The researchers reported that there was a significant negative association between AMPA levels, that's that aminomethylphosphonic acid, AMPA, the toxicity in the glyphosates. And the researchers reported there was a significant negative association between AMPA levels and communication at both 12 months and 24 months.
So they're talking can I just speak on that one? They're talking about a mental ability for the child to communicate and to be verbal and to have the different...
This is even before birth, honey.
Before birth?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So the natural communication between the mother and the baby and the uterus is screwed up because of the chemicals.
The presence of the chemical, yes.
That means, says the doctors, higher AMPA levels yield more communication problems in children. The authors concluded, our results show that gestational exposure to glyphosate is associated with adverse early neurodevelopment, central nervous system development,
mm-hmm.
with more pronounced delays at 24 months.
After birth.
Given glyphosate's wide usage, further investigation into the impact of gestational glyphosate exposure on the neurodevelopment is warranted. How soon do you think that's going to happen? How soon are they going to investigate that? And how effective are they going to be in suppressing whatever information comes
from that examination? Absolutely right. And remember, too, what always strikes me, too, when I hear this is how important nursing was to me. You know, I was a member of the Leche League, the mother's nursing leave, when I was pregnant after my pregnancy and nursing. It was so important. It's so important what goes into the mother's mouth and how what the liquids and the foods. If there's chemicals, that's going to be present in the breast milk, too, beside all the other things.
Absolutely.
Right.
The article goes on to say this, and the study is not unique, says the doctor. Previous studies have shown similar neurotoxicity with glyphosate exposure. In fact, there are human studies showing relationship between glyphosate exposure and autism development.
Can you stop there for a second? Autism, A-U-T-I-S-M, autism, that's when the child can't function. The child can't function mentally. That puts a big stop sign at all the development and all the growth and all the prolific thing that should be there for that child for the rest of its life. Autism, very important. And they often diagnose autism spectrum disorder, okay? That autism across the board. Now here they're connecting it most definitely with that chemical.
But what else does it do? The autism, yes, but the heart,
that's right.
The liver, the kidneys, every vital organ in your body.
Visual,
is
everything.
Being poisoned
that's exactly,
by the glyphosate that they spray
and
on
they
the
lie, that's right.
They spray on the fields to kill the bugs, to kill the weeds, but it also ends up killing who? You, your babies, your offspring, your friends, your neighbors.
And they're giving the medical back. They're giving the medical background.
Yes, but glyphosate stops the very basic metabolic function of every cell in your body. That's what they're saying. Going on. The study is not unique. Previous studies have shown similar neurotoxicity with glyphosate exposure. In fact, there are studies showing the relationship between glyphosate exposure and autism development, and glyphosate has been shown to have direct neurotoxic nerve-killing effects. Therefore, the findings of this study should not be surprising. because glyphosate has been used for more than 50 years, you would think government agencies such as the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, would have conducted studies to assess whether glyphosate was safe or not. Well, suspense is over, folks. They have not conducted any studies. The doctor goes on to say, to support local farmers who practice safe farming techniques and who do not use toxic herbicides and pesticides, organic food should be your products of choice. Buy only organic sources of fruits, vegetables, and grains. Eat only organic animal source products. I have found glyphosate levels, says the doctor, can be lowered by changing the diet to glyphosate-free food sources.
So how often do we have to, I mean, it's so multifaceted, such a broad spectrum, like all the colors of the rainbow multiplied, mm-hmm. of all the things and the importance of eating organically and not just, oh, it's okay, oh, it's all right to eat that, or go and eat this, or drink that, or this chemical, or that chemical, all these different things. But glyphosate, so toxic, and they lie about it. And they don't let you know about how toxic this chemical is. And you know, a wonderful, very well-known doctor, Jonathan Wright, MD, head of Tahoma Clinic in Washington, working with another doctor, Ronald Steriti, and they're talking about a natural approach to tiredness, because you know, we all understand this, about tiredness can affect so many different aspects of our lives and can make us less effective in many of the different areas. And they're writing about the natural approach to tiredness. And Dr. Ronald Steriti, who works with Dr. Wright and reporting this with him, is saying that there are many different things. There are infections that can cause fatigue and all kinds of other things, all right? And speaking about hepatitis viruses can cause significant acute fatigue. All hepatitis viruses can induce a chronic low-level infection. And they're talking about adrenal fatigue, continued stress. The first stage involves increased cortisol and DHEA secretion. They're talking about cortisol deficiency, that we can get deficient in critical hormones like cortisol. And he says, symptoms of cortisol deficiency include fatigue, worse in the evenings and with stress, restlessness, irritability, dizziness, anorexia, diarrhea, abdominal pain, low blood sugar, the craving of sugars, tachycardia, palpitations. Okay, and then he goes on, hypothyroidism, low thyroid function, hypothyroidism, cold, slow, and they speak about nutrients to support the adrenals, and they talk so that they can have greater strength. They call the B complex vitamins are extremely important for the adrenal glands, DHEA, and adaptogenic herbs including ashwagandha. Very, very important for insulin balance. They talk about gymnema, berberine, and the super pure omega-3 essential fatty acids from fish oils.
EPA and DHA.
EPA and DHA. They're saying that's also important for insulin support and the heart and everything else.
Every nutrient in the world, every cell in your body is interdependent on nutrients. Not man-made miracle chemicals.
Exactly.
Not the improved environment of the drugs and the sprays. No, it's the nutrient content.
That's right.
And the insecticides, herbicides, fungicides all destroy nutrients.
Right. And they stress here, both the two doctors, Dr. Ronald Steriti and Jonathan Wright, MD, that he's working with, speak about we need to support the liver in dealing with all of this. And they make a milk thistle, a well-documented hepatic protector, NAC, that they're speaking
of,
which is well-known and used in top hospitals for regenerating the liver. The leading cause of liver failure that is well-known medically is non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, over-the-counter painkillers, you know, and Tylenol is listed as one of them.
And they all destroy the liver.
And that's number one cause of liver failure.
Yeah.
Number two is alcoholism.
Right.
You can't believe that something can even be more deadly than complete alcoholism, but they list that, and unbelievable.
And all the chemicals, all the food colorings, all the food conditioners, all the flavorings, all the texturizers, these are all man-made chemicals added to what you think is a natural food. But it ain't. It ain't natural no more.
No.
With all those chemicals added. And what is the task of the body? To try to find the nutrient level to maintain, create new vital tissue.
That's
new
right.
Brains, new eyes, restoration of, to rejuvenate every cell in your body.
Right.
It's having a hard time doing it, sorting through all the man-made chemicals
right.
to find whatever minimal amount of nutrients are left.
And they're speaking, what they talk about for adrenal support is not a toxic drug, but they're talking for the adrenal, nutritional support is critical, they say, for the adrenal glands, including the vitamin B complex. We'll talk about that in a minute. DHEA, adaptogenic herbs, and testosterone support for low testosterone, which is very important, include tribulus, DHEA, zinc, and adrenal support should always be added when we're looking for supporting the testosterone levels. And they list, instead of medications, use calming herbs, including valerian, skullcap, lemon balm, and other nutritional herbs, mm-hmm. and rather than the medications. And the antioxidants that these top doctors recommend include vitamin C, the natural sourced vitamin E, glutathione raisers like NAC, cardio coenzyme Q10, and the lipoic acid. They're talking about nutrient.
Yeah,
that's exactly what they're talking about, is supporting all of that, okay? And, you know, I want you to, they talk here that, and I want you to talk about this, Den, because the doctors make this a point, because they're talking about the leading cause of Alzheimer's is dementia, and dementia is inflammation. That's what they say, chronic inflammation. I want you to talk about this. In Alzheimer's disease, say the doctors, damaged neurons and neurites, and highly insoluble amyloid beta peptide deposits, neurofibrillary tangles, inflammation, and then there's more tangles and results in the degenerative cycle. They cite a zillion clinical trials, okay? And the inflammation causes amyloid beta associated free radical production and cell death, okay? I want you to read this, Dan, because it starts here about what inflammation does by the doctors. That's the doctors.
Dr. Jonathan Wright, head of Tahoma Clinic in Washington.
Inflammation, yeah.
Inflammation, he says, in the brain causes shrinkage, decreased neurogenesis. That's decreased creating of new neurons. And neurodegeneration in pathologically vulnerable regions of the brain, as in Alzheimer's disease. Chronic intestinal inflammation is associated with decreased neurogenesis in the subgranular region of the hippocampus, which is responsible for learning, for memory, and for mood control. Many studies have shown a connection between inflammation and Alzheimer's disease, Alzheimer's dementia, and cognitive decline, including circulating inflammatory markers. Inflammation in Alzheimer's disease pathology is linked to activated inflammatory cells, the microglia and the astrocytes, and the inflammatory proteins, cytokines, leukotrienes, which surround amyloid plaque and neurofibrillatory tangles. What is inflammation? What is inflammation? Well, if you have a mosquito bite, it's inflamed and it itches, so you scratch it. If you have inflammation anywhere in your body, it indicates a higher body temperature. Keep in mind, you're dealing with invisible cells. Every cell in your body individually is invisible. But every cell in your body, invisible as it is susceptible to inflammation. And inflammation of a cell burns it up. What? The inflammation burns up cells. And you burn up enough cells, and suddenly you have blindness.
Loss of mental acuity also, too, which is what the point they're making, too.
Sugar creates inflammation. Refined carbohydrates create inflammation. Inflammation is excessive heat or fire. Inflammation is the source of, say, all holistic physicians and other physicians as well. Chronic inflammation is the source of all disease.
And you know
all
what?
Disease. That, because they, it we, destroys yes, right. the very basic function of every cell.
And you know, we have been called and we have been labeled so many times by the top holistic physicians as an inflamed nation. This is a nation which inflammation, it runs this nation. And stopping that inflammation is very critical. And that's one of the main reasons. You know, it's not just arthritis. It's not just pain in a shoulder or a back. It's inflammation anywhere. Can you talk about the wonderful nature of pain power and why it's been so miraculous?
Exactly,
in this?
Honey, because pain power puts out the fire. Pain power reduces inflammation. Let me just go back to this one little statement here. Chronic inflammation, says Dr. Jonathan Wright, chronic inflammation and oxidative stress are prominent issues related to contributing nerve damage and the onset of Alzheimer's disease, and play a role in other forms of dementia. Not only is the inflammation destroying the knuckles in your thumb or your knee, or creating fire in your arteries and causing heart complications, but it's destroying the very essence of every cell in your body.
That's right.
And the whole idea of reducing inflammation is to use nutrients, because drugs don't do it without terrible side effects. But nutrients reduce inflammation. How? By digesting the very components that create the inflammation. Sugar creates inflammation. Cancer can't live without sugar. So the nutrients in pain power, for instance, reduce inflammation by digesting the inflammatory components of the sugars and other negative factors, reducing the inflammation and thereby reducing the pain.
Exactly. And you know, it's interesting because he doesn't leave this topic without saying that these many studies, say the doctors, have proposed that inflammatory dysfunctions are associated with psychiatric disorders and neurodegeneration. It's also that, because it affects the brain, it also affects the eyesight. The inflammation causes a loss of eyesight.
That's why more diabetics than anybody else go blind.
That's right.
Why? Because they have such a high sugar level for such a long period of time. The inflammation created by that sugar destroys the very essence of your vision.
That's exactly destroys right. And all the nerves.
And your brain along with it.
That's right.
And your fingers. More diabetics have amputations of fingers and toes than anybody else, and of legs and feet, because of inflammation. And the sugar creates it. Okay?
That's right.
And the pain power helps reduce it, reducing the inflammation, or in many instances, getting rid of excessive inflammation. And that allows the natural metabolic health regenerating components of your body to perform as they were designed to perform.
Right. And the doctor actually says just exactly what you said about blood sugar imbalances, that chronic elevated blood sugar causes inflammation, which prevents the formation of new neurons, which causes all the different nerve diseases, et cetera, and so forth, the nerve breakdowns. And they also talk about other supportive nutrients that can help with inflammation and decrease free radicals, et cetera, are the things we've talked about. Very high vitamin B complex consumption, vitamin D3, acetyl L-carnitine.
Miracle stuff.
You talk about that taurine, which we've spoken about.
Miracle stuff. Miracle.
Cardio Q10. This is the doctor talking and citing the clinical trials, right? R-lipoic acid, just what you've said, all right? Acetyl-L-carnitine, which, again, he talks about the L-curcumin and et cetera, which is one of the main very active forms that they have of curcumin, the turmeric, with the bioperine extract.
Yeah.
in Pain Power.
That's what Pain Power is. The curcumin content of Pain Power is 2,000% greater than the herb from which it comes. 2,000% greater, okay?
Yes.
You can use turmeric, yes, but you could use curcumin, which is an extract of turmeric, and the curcumin is 2,000% more effective than the turmeric itself.
And one of the major points, I can't leave this topic again, Dr. Jonathan Wright with his associate doctor, saying that changes in gut microbiota affect the nervous system. Dysfunction of the gut is closely associated with neurodegenerative conditions such as Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, all the clinical trials cited. Intestinal microbiota are directly linked to various forms of dementia because of the action of metabolic disease and chronic inflammation. That's why it's so important, okay, to talk about how the super digest enzyme perfectly digesting the food and not allowing that inflammation to rise up.
You said it exactly, honey, because we mentioned this in the past. All holistic physicians point out time and time and time ad nauseum, if you will, that by the time you reach your mid-50s, nothing works like it did when you were 18. Your sex drive isn't what it was. Your brain function isn't what it was. Your physical strength isn't what it was. None of those things are working the way they used to, the way they ought to, okay, in your mind. Okay? But what instigates so much of it is the fact that you don't make the digestive enzymes and the hydrochloric acid levels in the same concentration you did when you were 18 or 20. And because you're not digesting your food, huh?
Right.
You don't get the nutrients that are in the food, huh? Which means that the different organs and different metabolic functions are diminished in activity. That's a major cause, and that's why we're using the super digestizyme, restores the gastrointestinal harmony and the creation of new health-generating components that haven't been active for many years.
We have endless testimonials about how many people at all ages, young, old, both sexes, etc., talking about how much better they feel. They feel wonderful. Their gut feels healed. They think a lot better. Why is it that I've had so many people say, I felt I had a brain fog. I couldn't think. Then when I took the super digestizyme, I feel so much better. My mental clarity. Remember, just that connection right here that the doctors were talking about. When the food isn't digested and it rots in the gut, you're getting all kinds of negative, inflammatory, destructive aspects.
Gastroesophageal reflux, for which they give you antacid drugs, which stops digestion completely in your stomach. But it relieves the symptoms in your esophagus, which is great. So you think it's a benefit that should be continued. But using the digestive enzymes prevents the negative effects occurring in the first place.
Right. And when you want to prevent the negative effects, learn about the truth. Eat the organic foods. Take the supplements that give you that wonderful, healthy one. It's a combination of great B vitamins or organic green foods, digestive enzymes, a super multiple that everybody is talking about. I feel so much better since I take my super multiple, my healthy one. It's really terrific, all the different things. And all those things that are alive and well, 877-4950, 877-4950. If you want to, again, Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be. But if you want to sit down with Dennis or Mona, there's never a charge. Beautiful, comfortable area. Make an appointment. Call. Make an appointment with Dennis or Mona. So we're not doing something else or talking with someone else. We can share information. Not doctors. Don't pretend to be. Just sharing information. No charge. So make that appointment for the many different roles that we have there at Alive and Well. We are there for you. Fanatic Organics, and we are there for you.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks, one more time,
that optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.